Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. Little band from Texas. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm talking to you about my thoughts on the difference between the classic agency model, the way corporate America has been running their businesses for, have been jerked around basically by Wall Street for the last several generations. Where the only feasance that they have is to the 90-day conference call. How are you doing this 90 days? Now imagine this: a multi-billion-dollar company with 100,000 employees across the planet has to turn that freight train around in 90 days, if the analysts don't like the way that is. How much sense does that make? It makes no sense, right? Well, that's the agency model. And so what do you wind up with when you do that? In order to pledge fealty to the shareholder, the agency model, then you've got to do something that I call creating a casualty list. And in that casualty list, on that casualty list, are humans, people, employees and customers and vendors, small business vendors, customers who are not going to get the same service that they were getting. They're not going to get the same quality product they've been getting. They're going to hurt. They're going to be what they've been able to count on from this company. They're not going to get that. Employees, maybe who'd been with the company for decades, are going to wind up being hurt. Their job is diminished, or something is diminished, and all because of one thing, and that's fealty to the shareholder. Even though if somehow the company were focused more on a company-centered model, meaning all the elements, the corporation is a living, I told you I'd come back to this, a corporation, a legal corporation, including yours, is a legal entity. It may pay taxes, it may not, depending on whether it's a C or an S. But it's an individual, and it has things that it does. It takes care of neighbors. It donates. It makes payroll. It helps pay jobs and finance college educations and keeps children healthy and feeds them. And a corporation can do that, but not well, not long, long term. With a 90-day fealty, this 90-day conference call thing has got to go, my friends. Corporate, more CEOs, more boards have got to stand up, because we have got to stand up to this need for short-term thinking applied to these freight trains that can't turn around that quick. And when they try, and the more they accomplish doing that turn, making that turn with their freight trains, or with their battleships, pick a metaphor. The more they do that, the more they create a casualty list. People get laid off. Customers get hurt. Vendors get hurt. I've been hurt by a 9-day conference call that affected my relationship with corporate America. Many of you have too. I know you have, because I polled some of you about this, and you told me that this happens. So folks, the agency model that has a short-term fealty to share price performance for the investor needs to be modified and at least blended with a company-centered model, which says everything that we do can't be a 90-day thinking. We've got to have more long-term thinking. And in the long run, the investors will be better off. That kind of thinking will ultimately be better for investors, not for traders. Now, this is the other thing. There was a time when most people were investors and not most people were traders. Well, today, more and more people are traders. Long-term planning is not good for traders. And the more their shareholders, like some of these activist investor groups, the less they want long-term thinking. So folks, just start thinking about these things. And when you're doing business with these big companies, you need to notice how much they're an agency model or agency model driven, and how much are they customer centered, and price your product accordingly. Because the more agency they are, the more volatile they are, the longer they're going to take to pay you almost every time. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.